From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Pentagon has appointed three-star general, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, to lead all military hurricane response efforts to Puerto Rico. This after the Trump administration was criticized for not responding quick enough to the crisis in the U.S. territory, which has been hit hard by Hurricane Maria that occurred September 17th. Thursday, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts. In addition, Acting Homeland Security Director Elaine Duke took issue with the criticism.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
The Trump administration has also suspended a law that had been hampering delivery of desperately needed aid to hurricane victims. Representatives from social media platform Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in U.S. politics. This was a closed-door session that followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. He renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving Qatar and four Arab states. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties with Iran and its alleged support for extremists. But Qatar has denied supporting extremism, saying the crisis is politically motivated. This is VOA News.